Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Austin, Texas, and welcome to Sunday Superstar! Tonight's card is sponsored by WWAEdgeWrestling.org, the place to coin the phrases, enjoy the brutality, and simply the best. Our opening bout is scheduled for one fall, and we'll have a 20-minute time limit. Already in the ring, making his WWA debut, this is Randy Acorn!
Folks, tonight we come to you with sad news. Randy Acorn is a young man who's trying to get over the death of his father. And with such promise and such tremendous potential, it's a shame the WWA fans can't appreciate Randy Acorn for the young talent that he is. Tonight, Acorn will just forget about what's happening in his life, and he will be tested against a man who has hit rock bottom. And trust me when I say, there's nothing worse than fighting a man who is at the lowest point of his career, because that man could do nothing but go up. And speaking of hitting rock bottom, here comes his opponent.
And coming down the aisle, he hails from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and weighed in tonight at 285 pounds. He can only be described as Beastmaster Mark Lambert.
Slowly creeping around the ringside area, Orc better watch out, because here comes Acorn. Oh, and it's off from suicide plunge and connects and sending Orc into the railing. Here comes Acorn unleashing punches and punches. Acorn pulls Orc up from his back into the upright position, and with Orc leading up against the rail, Acorn fires upwards with a nasty bolo uppercut. Again, again, Acorn with another one. Irish whip into the apron, arching his back in pain, folks. Orc Lambert is in trouble.
Oh, no, hold on, hold the phone, folks, because Randy Acorn just snapped the steel chair closed, and he's reaching back. Oh, chair shot from hell. Oh, my God. No, Orc is shaking his head. No. Oh, Acorn just hit him again, and Lambert pulls the dented steel out of Acorn's hands. He just, oh, God, did you see that boot to the face of Randy Acorn? Down goes Randy Acorn, flat on his back, and picking up a section of the steel stairs. Hey, hey, Orc, you're gonna, oh, God, Orc just slammed that section of steel down onto Randy Acorn's back, and folks, Acorn is hurt bad. Look at Lambert showing no mercy, and he's mounting Acorn. Nasty hard punches. Oh, my God, they're riddling Acorn's face, and there's nothing Randy can do about it. Taking Randy by the ears, Lambert slams his head into the top of section of the steel, and folks, Randy Acorn is now busted open bad. Welcome to WWA Randy Acorn. Dismounting the fallen Acorn, here comes Orc Lambert ripping his opponent back to his feet by the hair. Oh, into the railing with the clang goes Randy Acorn. Here comes Acorn stumbling forward from the momentum, and Orc practically decapitates him with an awesome and hellacious clothesline from hell, sliding a table into the ring and then forcing Randy under the bottom ropes. Here comes Orc entering the squared circle for the first time, believe it or not, in this contest. Setting up the table from the far side of the ring, Orc tosses a groggy Randy Acorn into the ropes. Here comes Acorn on the rebound and goes, oh my God, oh shit! Did you just see that? Orc just sent Randy Acorn face first into the corner of the table, and that had to be the most brutal drop toe hold I have ever seen in all my life. Here's the cover and the count. One, two. No, Acorn kicks out, folks, and this one's going to continue. Orc is smiling and rolling from the ring. Lord only knows what this sick, sadistic lunatic is going to do. What's he going to do? What's he fishing for underneath the ring? Oh, good Lord. It's the mound of barbed wire, and the crowd has risen to their feet. You know what's coming next. Back into the ring and placing the barb over the WWE logo. Here comes Orc scraping Randy Acorn's blood-crusted body off the canvas. He's securing his head between the legs. Orc leans back and yo! Crowd of thorns, pile drivers, right the hell onto the barbed wire mound. And Randy Acorn is done. This one's academic. One, two, three. My God, Randy Acorn's head is now entangled in the massive barbed wire. And thank God this match is over. Here comes security down to the ring to cut him from this extreme entanglement of hell. And fans, let's just get this over. Hey, somebody get in there. The kid's young. Help Randy Acorn.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the contest by pinfall, Beastmaster.
he's French kissing Sasha. Hey, get your hands off of her! Mike, hey, kids are in the attendance, Johnson! Oh, don't grab her ass! Hey, Johnson, get a room, for God's sakes! Oh, there goes Ord Lambert through the ropes. He's not waiting. He's chasing Johnson up the aisle. And as the two lovebirds take off like a bat out of hell, forget about Meatloaf, because Randy Acorn is now being removed from the ring on a stretcher. While the medics tend to Randy Acorn, let's take a moment to tell you about Mike Johnson's iPay-Per-View match, the Four Corners of Pain Caribbean Death Match. Mike Johnson has said, when he came into WWE, that he was the most hardcore son of a bitch that ever lived. He was the most hardcore person who never got the credit he deserved in BACW. And Mike Johnson, with this match, wants to solidify himself as the most extreme wrestler on our roster. Pretty much in this match that Mike Johnson has designed, there are no rules. There is no time limit. And there's no referee other than to count the pinfall 1-2-3. To describe this match, let me just tell you what the setup is going to be like. First, we're going to cover two sides of the ring ropes with barbed wire. The other two, get this, are going to be vertically lined with fluorescent tubes. We have never used fluorescent tubes in WWA before. Inside the ring, two corners will have full sheets, 6 foot by 3 foot sheets of glass leaning up in the corners, and the other two are going to be stacked with tables. Folks, this is the most brutal match we have ever attempted here in WWA. So much so that our insurance company has refused to cover Mike Johnson and his opponent to be named on our next Superstar show that's going to air on March 1st. From what I've been told, Rick Righteous has ordered, because this match is so extreme, that a brand new division in WWA needs to be created. That's right, folks. WWA is going to create something that's called the Triple Extreme Division. You know what? This division is going to be so sick and so horrific that I guarantee you're going to see people like Daryl Bazov backing off the roster in May, because he's going to be afraid to put his body on the line. With what I've seen some of the matches, they're absolutely crazy. But you know, with that said, I'm not really sure death matches are the way for Rick Righteous to keep his roster intact. I can't see Mike Morrison participating in one of these. I can't see Matt McClain participating in one of these. However, Sam Natas, Org Lambert, Billy Ray, these are all guys who live for this stuff. Rick Righteous, when Mr. Petit returns, the bottom line is this. He better like what you're doing, and you better pray to God that nobody drops off of this roster and nobody is injured permanently. I, for one, since I'm not participating, I'm definitely anxious to see just how brutal Mike Johnson is willing to get to solidify himself as the most hardcore wrestler in WWA today. Our ring is clear, and it's time for the Danger Zone, so take it away, Matty McClain!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Danger Zone. It's the second one, and I'm still here, so kiss my ass, Eric. Let the evacuations begin as the storm surge approaches. Last week, we had Eric Danger on the show, and he promised the world that there wouldn't be another Danger Zone. But guess what, Eric? You just didn't get your way. See, the front office was slammed with calls saying everyone loved my show. It was the highest rating segment in months. So, they decided to keep me on air. See, Eric, I told you you wouldn't get your way. Now, my guest this week, he won the WWA Heavyweight Championship when he pinned the bitch boy, the career killer, Daryl Bazal. So please welcome Greatness.
Well, what can you say about a man who a few weeks ago came out here and said he was going to make a serious run at the World Heavyweight Championship by becoming the WWA's next heavyweight champion? If there's one thing that I'm sure of, it's that Mike Morrison isn't one of these guys who says things that he doesn't think that he can accomplish. If Mike Morrison tonight can take out his opponent, what's that going to say for him? Well, I know one thing's for sure as Morrison enters the ring, is that he's not going to take any crap from Matt McClain.
Let the evacuations begin, huh? That's cute, McClain, but maybe you should concentrate on winning matches instead of writing little catchphrases. But you did get one thing right, and that is that I am the WEWA Heavyweight Champion, and quite honestly, there couldn't be a better title holder. You see, I heard you run your mouth last week about how you were the only one who deserved this prestigious title around your waist. Now, I've said this once, and I'll say it again. What the hell have you done to earn a shot at my championship? I watched your match last Superstars against Todd Knight, and he kicked your ass from one side of the ring to the other. Do you honestly think that you could compete with true greatness in the ring? And by the way, before you answer, let me inform you that because of true greatness himself, the WEWA Heavyweight Champion Michael Morrison being on the show tonight, well, unlike last show, the ratings will actually be great.
Whoa. Stop right there, Mikey. Keep in mind, this is my show. You don't come out here, you don't ask the questions, I do. I call the shots. Are we clear on this? Because if you interrupt me again, I'm going to put my fist down your throat. Now, as far as me giving a title shot at you, if you think I'm so horrible, then give me that shot. That's all I'm asking. What's it going to hurt? If you're as great as you say you are, you've got nothing to worry about, right? You call yourself true greatness. That's all fine and dandy, Mikey. But when I look at you, I see a jackass who just couldn't get the job done by himself. So you had to go out and you had to get some help. But the thing about it was, you couldn't even get anybody good. You got Derek Parks? Oh, come on, Morrison. You think that loser's going to do anything for you? Good God, are you that desperate for attention that you're willing to team with someone who's going to turn his back on you?
You really are a lot dumber than you look. Tell me something. Why should I give a title shot to a jobber like you? I mean, seriously, you go out there and lose a match, but you should be rewarded with a WEWA Heavyweight title shot? Now, come on. Only an idiot like Chris Ross would think like that. But maybe you two have matches not used. I tell you what, prove to me that you can actually win a match, and maybe I'll give you your career highlight and a match with true greatness. As far as I'm concerned, you're no better than the other curtain jerkers on this card. Now, as far as Derek Parks goes, mind your own business. The NDW is the most dominating force in the WEWA today, and as far as I'm concerned, you're just jealous that we never invite a worthless punk like yourself into the fold.
Oh, will you blow it out your ass, Morrison? I am so sick and I am so tired of listening to you preach and lecture about how the new dynasty is something special, about how it's some kind of super group. Well, let me tell you something, Morrison. The new dynasty doesn't have squat. You come out here, you run your mouth about how the new dynasty is standing up and allowing you guys to take your rightful place at the top. Let me tell you something, Morrison. All you're doing is feeding your own ego. The new dynasty doesn't have squat. Matter of fact, they couldn't even hold the jock of the stable I held together for years, the Mid-South Syndicate. But then again, there isn't a person here that can live up to the hype of the MSS. Well, besides me, there is. Speaking of you and Parks, you two have a lover spat or something? I mean, seriously. Did he, slip something somewhere he wasn't supposed to and make you mad? I mean, come on, Morrison. You're coming out here, and you seem that there's some serious tension between you two. Are you scared that he's going to have a bigger gold belt than you? Are you scared that if he beats Lee Real, he's going to be a bigger star and you're going to be all forgotten with your little heavyweight title? So what is it, Morrison? What's the deal?
First of all, McClain, in case you haven't noticed, this is the WEWA. Nobody here gives a shit about some stable you formed in a rinky-dink federation. You think you're actually going to impress someone with that kind of statement? I don't think so. As far as someone being a bigger star than me, if you think that, then you really are a lot dumber than I gave you credit for. You see, McClain, there is not a bigger star in the WEWA than True Greatness himself. I have the hottest merchandise on the market today. I have more talent than anyone on this roster, and in case you haven't noticed, well, I have something you'll never have, the WEWA Heavyweight Championship.
Wow, that was a pretty good one there about the MSS, Mikey. But you know what's even funnier? is that no one gives a rat's ass about your new dynasty. As soon as you learn to accept the truth, you're going to start to feel better about yourself. Oh wait, you already have, because you took out Chris Ross. Wow. That's a major accomplishment right there. So you and your little butt buddy Derek Parks should be real proud of yourselves on that one. I mean, Chris Ross, after all, he only has to wear the special helmet and ride the short little special yellow bus to school. Yeah, way to go, Mikey. Bravo. And not only that, but you got to use that slut, Sarah Richardson, to help lure that idiot to the grave. Yeah, I'm impressed, Mikey. Real impressed with that one.
You have more talent than me, huh? Well, why don't you prove it? Try winning a match for a change. There's a reason why I'm in the main event every week, and you're not.
Oh, Jesus, Morrison. I lost one fucking match because I hit an exposed steel turnbuckle, and you think I'm on a damn losing streak. Will you do me a favor and pull your head out of your ass so you can see the truth that's right in front of you?
Uh-oh, folks! I didn't know Eric Danger was supposed to come out here. Yeah, there he is! He's coming down! Oh, Eric Danger looks furious! He's stopping about halfway down the ramp, and he's got a microphone, folks! Eric Danger looks livid! My God, I wonder what he's got to say. Well, he told McLean to change the name of his show.
Yeah. Let's cut the bullshit and get to what the people came here to see. It's me, E.D., coming at yeehaw! Now, I warned you last week, McLean, that if you didn't change the name of this crap fest, that it was going to cost you some blood. Now it's bloodletting time, bitch. Now let me ask you, I'm only going to do one time, and one time only, Matty boy. You want to change the name of this show to Quilting with the Crippler, or you want to die?
Well, I'll be damned. Will you look who it is? Good old Eric Danger. It's like I told you last week, Eric. Kiss my ass. I'm keeping the name of my show, and there isn't a damn thing you can do about it. You can come out here, and you can bitch, and you can cry like the little baby that you are, or you can run to the back and hide, because when I catch you, I'm going to hurt you, and there isn't a damn person that's going to be able to stop me. I'm not changing the name of the show. Now get the hell out of here, so I can finish with Mikey Morrison over here. Capiche?
Hey, Eric, the ratings have already suffered enough from your appearance last show. It's true greatness time.
Ratings, what in the hell do you know about ratings, queer? Last time I checked, you've been jerking curtains since you got here, Mr. Thousand-Time Television Champion. Who the hell wants to see you? Less people want to hear you, I tell you that much, so keep your snapper shut, slut. I hate the smell of fish.
If you're done flapping your jaws, let me remind you that I'm the WEWA Heavyweight Champion. And you're just a little pussy radio host.
Uh-oh, you know who that is.
Yes, you is, Mr. Mouth.
Folks, out from the curtain is the boy wonder himself. Apparently, Eric Danger has enlisted Daryl Bazov to shut up Matt McLean.
What about little old me, Mikey? I ain't no radio show.
No, he's not. This is getting real interesting, folks.
Wow, very good, Daryl. You may not be a radio host, but you're still a bitch.
Bitch? Well, Maddie, I'm shaking all over. Take you all night to come up with that one, son? Let's be realistic here, gentlemen. You might say all the tough guy things, but neither one of you wants me to come into that ring now, do you?
Still acting like a tough guy, huh, Daryl? Gotta feed that ego. You wouldn't have it any other way. You've got to be the bully around here. You always have been. And I see that you're still trying to forget that you've got a little dingy, Daryl. Guess what? I'm not scared of you, and I never was. So why don't you take your little stoner friend and go to the back? Because if you step into the ring, I promise. You know, no, wait, even better. I guarantee you that I'm going to make you beg me. Not to break you, just like the last time.
And Daryl, in case you are too stupid to remember, I'm 2-0 against you, undefeated. So why the hell should I be afraid of your bitch ass?
Now listen to you two little ladies lie about history. Listen to the people, fellas. They know you're both full of shit. Maddie, last time you and I were in a wrestling ring, I pinned you the same way I pinned Mandrake, and I slapped around Ulfric. Wasn't that last time we were in the ring together? Shut the hell up, kiddo. It doesn't matter what your opinion is. Besides, we still got one stooge left to cover, don't we? Mikey, did you really beat me last week? Because last time I checked, the referee has to count 1, 2, 3 before a pinfall is ever counted.
You think you're pretty smart, don't you, Daryl? Well, let's look at the facts. I have the WEWA Heavyweight Championship around my waist, and you heard what that fan had to say. He witnessed it all, and he witnessed true greatness pinning your sorry ass.
So tell me, Daryl, doesn't Alexis ever get tired of you being the bitch in the relationship? Because that's all we ever see you as around here. A bitch.
Poor Maddie. Poor Maddie!
Oh, McLean with the kick to the dick! And here comes Matt McLean, putting the boots to Mazam over and over and over and over again! McLean is showing you now why you can never underestimate just how aggressive and how erratic this lunatic can be! Hard punch to the side of Mazam's head, and I don't believe it, Daryl Mazam is getting to his feet! Mazam with the boots to the midsection of McLean, and he's forcing the crippler to fall backwards! He's going into Morrison! No! Thunderstruck super kick levels McLean down onto the logo, and folks, all hell is broken loose on this show! Mazam pulls his fist back as Morrison does the same! It's a stare down in the middle of the ring! But wait a minute, folks! You have to be kidding me! Is Mazam extending his hand to Michael Morrison? Daryl Mazam's a good guy! This has nothing to do with him and Morrison! And look at that! Morrison is extending his hand yet! Wait! If Morrison just waves Mazam's hand up in the air, Mazam's confused! Has Mazam come the newest member of the NDW? The crowd is out booing Daryl Mazam! Oh, Mazam just yanked his hand down away from Morrison! He's backing up, and it appears Daryl Mazam wants to be no part of the NDW, and Michael Morrison looks good. Oh, look out! Low blow from behind on the boy wonder by groggy Matt McLean, and he's tossing Daryl Mazam into the ropes. Mazam bears down, stopping the move. Mazam waves his finger. No, not this time. And into the ring comes Derek Parks with a steel chair, and there goes Mazam bailing under the bottom ropes. Folks, as good as Daryl Mazam is, he knows the NDW are always prepared, and with his match tonight against Billy Ray meaning so much to him in terms of momentum heading into the grinder, Daryl knows it would be career and match suicide for him to tangle with all three guys, McLean, Morrison, and Parks. Heading up the rampway with a smirky look on his face, Daryl Mazam has to be one of the most intelligent men in the business today. With his eyes dead fixed on the NDW and Matt McLean, we have to take a break. And when we return, it's going to be Todd Knight defending his WWA World Television Championship against the man, Mike Johnson. My God, look at the fire that's burning in the eyes of McLean and Mazam. These two are going to come together, and when they do, wow, I'm going to be there.